So let's review. Our shir began by continuing the discussion of Miteltel Mali V'Reken, which Chananya said is the reason why Sfina Shitayr, boats do not become Tame because they cannot be carried when full because of its weight. Rava says, well, Chananya Tiltel Ad Shvarim Shmei Tiltel. Even if it's so heavy that it can only be carried by oxen, it's considered that it can be carried and it can become Tame. The Gemara proves this from a Mishnah which says, Sholosh Agolasein, there are three categories of wagons. One type is shaped like a chair and was made to carry people, and therefore it can become tummy through madras by a tummy person sitting on it. Another type is built like a bed and was used for carrying things, not people, and so it cannot become tummy through madras, only tumas maga by direct contact. And the third type is a very heavy wagon used for carrying stones. If this wagon has big holes, it cannot become tummy at all. It's not mekabel tumas madras because it's not meant to carry people. It's not mekabel tumas maga because it has no base kibul, no receptacle. However, if it has no holes and it can hold remaining pomegranates, then it can be mekabel tumas maga. Now, this wagon, when loaded with stones, can only be moved by oxen, and the Mishnah says that it's mekabel tuma. Then the Gemara brings a brisa which mentions the tuma of boats. It says, medras klicheres tahar. The Tanakhama holds that a klicheres, an earthenware vessel, cannot become tummy through medras. And Rabbi Yossi adds, afas svina, also a boat. Now, Rabbi Yossi cannot mean that a boat also does not become tummy through medras, because we already know that a boat cannot become tummy at all. The Gemara first gives an explanation which is rejected, and Rav Papa gives another explanation. He says the Mishnah should be read differently. It should say, medras kli cheres tar umagoi tummy. A cheres can become tummy through touch, but not through medras. Bishal eitz, but a wooden vessel can become tummy through both touch and medras. Bisvinas hayardin tahira. However, the boat of the yardin is tahir, even though it's made of wood, because boats can never become tame, like our Mishnah said. This is all the opinion of the Tanakhama who learns this halacha from Derech Aniyah Belev Yam, which includes all boats. However, Biyosi disagrees and says, Av hasvina tameya, the small wooden boat of the Yarden can become tame like any other kliyates, because he holds like Chananya, that the reason boats generally do not become tame is because of Metaltel Moli V'Reken, and since a small boat can be lifted, it can become tame. As to the source for this halacha, that cheres does not acquire tumas medras, the Gemara cites two psukim. One pasuk is, v'ish asher yiga b'mishkabai. If a person touches a zav's couch, he becomes tummy from the couch, which is tummy through medras. The other pasuk is, k'mishkab nidasa yila, it shall be like the couch of her time of nida. In both cases, the Torah refers to it as his, her couch, which compares the couch to the zav or nida themselves. Now, a zav or nida can become tahar by immersing in the mikvah. And the pasuk is saying that the couch also needs to be something that can become tahar through the mikvah. But klicheres, the lesli tahar of the mikvah, earthenware cannot become tahar in the mikvah, as Rashi explains. Because the pasuk says, b'klicheres asher yigabai hazav yishaver, says Rashi, ein li tahara el shvirasi. It only becomes tahar by breaking it. Since klicheres, it's not similar to zav or nida in this respect of tahar b'mikvah, it also is not mekabel tumas midras. Rabbi Lo questions this ruling from a braisa which says, mappets, a mat made out of reeds can become tummy through medras, even though it cannot become tar in the mikvah, because a reed mat is considered a pshutik liyetz, a wooden vessel with no receptacle which does not become tar in the mikvah. Rabbi Chanina answers, shani hasam hoyil ve'ikka b'minay. The mat is different because there are other vessels in its class, other wood vessels that can become tar in the mikvah. Therefore, the category of wood vessels is not completely different than zav, and all wood vessels can become tummy through medras. However, regarding cheres, there are no earthenware vessels that can become tar in the mikvah. Therefore, cheres is completely different than zav and cannot become tummy through medras. Rechmanina derives this distinction from two psukim which seem to contradict. One says, v'isha sheyiga b'mishkava. If a man touches the zav's couch, he becomes tummy. In this pasuk, the word b'mishkava, his couch, implies that the zav and the couch need to be similar in order for the couch to acquire tumas medras. The second pasuk says, any couch the zav lies on becomes tame. This pasuk doesn't use the word mishkavai, his couch, which implies even if the couch is not similar to the zav, it can acquire tumas midras. To reconcile these two psukim, we must say that they are talking about two categories of vessels. Yesh b'minoi avagav delesli tahara b'mikvah, where other vessels in its class can become tar through mikvah, then even the vessel that cannot become tar through mikvah can acquire tumas midras. But a category that none of its vessels can become tummy in the mikvah, it also cannot become tummy through medras. That's why a reed mat can become tummy through medras and cheres cannot. We proceed with the next mission, which also begins with the word minayim. From where do we know that if a patch in a field is 6x6 tvachim, you can plant 5 different types of seeds without having to worry about climb? You would plant 4 species along the 4 sides and 1 seed in the center. The Mishnah answers that the source is the pasuk which says, Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcha ukegena zerea tatzmiach. Just like the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seeds to sprout. The Gemara explains that each of the words in the pasuk that mean growth or a plant indicates a different type of seed. So the words taitzi, tzmeicha, and tatzmiach teach 3 types of seed. And the word zera'ah is plural, teaching 2 more seeds for a total of 5. Rashi adds, although the size of the patch is not indicated in the pasuk, kim lehu l'rabbanan, and the Chacham knew that a patch of 6x6 tvachim is the smallest area that you can plant 5 types of seeds without having to worry about climb. Rashi explains that each vegetable draws nourishment from 1.5 tvachim around it. This way, since each species is 3 tvachim away from each other, they are not drawing nourishment from the same area and are considered separated.